Because right now, LGM 25 is still ongoing. It's not over yet. It's not over yet, although we're coming to an end. But maybe you remember it was like Wednesday when most of you arrived here, and now it's Saturday. Quite some days we spent together. Quite some days we met maybe old friends or made new friends, learned something about software, learned something about projects, and exchanged lots of ideas, brainstorming, things like that. And this is something I would like to reflect on you, to reflect with you on. So maybe, again, choose a neighbor, maybe someone you haven't talked to. You can also take one in the row behind you and one in front of you, or just stand up and take another one. And a couple of minutes, like, what is the mood you're leaving the event with right now? What's the mood you're leaving the event with? Are you happy? Are you excited?
Tired.
Then I'd like to get your attention again, please, Andy.
Attention.
Can you hear me?
Andy.
Yeah, I can't hear myself. Are you sure that I'm on? Okay, so I need to shout louder, yeah? Is that what I have to do? Everybody, can I get your attention, please?
Attention again.
It seems to be quite a lot of excitement going on here, not only in the first row. Great. Lasse is walking around with the mic again. Let's hear some voices. What's the mood you're leaving LGM 25 with? Pick one.
Simon. So always
you can randomly pick people, that's okay.
Diagonal from the most remote place from me always has to answer.
I think like with every conference that I go to, it's often this so much work to, I don't know, apply, to plan all the travel, the stay. And at some point you feel like, oof, is it worth it? But it's totally worth it. So that was also the conclusion we had here. So.
Very nice, thank you.
Pick someone else.
Pick someone else.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, very happy. So I didn't have to prepare any talk or anything. So it was just a holiday for me. And very great to just meet people, meet new people, see people from last year, and just, yeah, had a very good time. Yeah. So thank you, everyone.
Great to hear that you had a good time.
Thanks. Someone here? Diane.
I'm leaving with motivation. Every single conference, it doesn't really matter which topic, I leave motivated to go back and build stuff.
That's cool. Being motivated is good. Great. Take another one, and then we move on.
Pick another one, maybe from down there somewhere. Neil is looking happy.
I am happy. I'm happy about the event, but the other thing I'm really happy about, having not been to an LGM for 6 years, is to catch up with everyone. It's been fantastic to see familiar faces and new faces and have conversations and just getting back in touch with everyone. It's been great.
Cool. And
thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Someone.
This was my first LGM, and I'm absolutely amazed and excited to have been here. It was just, as you said, it was a holiday, but also a lot of technical discourse and all that, and meeting people. And as a side note, I hear we used to be like, see, I'm already saying we used to be like 300, 400 before the pandemic. I think it's worth adding, from my point of view, it's for the team who made it possible for Lasse, especially, thank you very much for not giving up, seeing the smaller numbers, and I think it's worth never giving up, whatever the numbers are. Also, we had online, I guess there were a couple people who attended without being able to be here. I think that's a very good thing, and just keep the good thing going. Thank you.
Thank you.
So apparently, if you're on the live stream, you missed something.
Actually, I had just a comment about like as a CCC video. I think they're like doing like very incredible work. Like I had already seen them in Aguadec once. I was already impressed because like usually LibGraphics meetings, like we get the videos like 6 months later, and people already forgot everything. And like now it's like immediately after, and like streaming is working and everything. So that's thank you.
So Chaos Rescue. Yeah, thank you, and we'll have another thank you slot. Don't be worried. I've written like plenty of posts notes I want to talk about. So you already heard that it was like catching up with old friend that learned a lot of technical stuff. So maybe turn around to another person and what was your highlight? This LGM 25. What was your highlight? Exchange briefly your highlights. And if Andy, can I have the mic, please? And if you have watched some streams already online, then also maybe you have a favorite stream, you can post it on Mastodon, post it in the RC or our Metrics channel to see what was your highlight of LGM 25. Thanks. Okay. So I hear lots of exchanges about highlights.
Highlights.
What you have learned, favorite talks, favorite sessions. So much to exchange, and I'm curious to hear some of it at least.
Highlights, Felipe.
Okay, I was mentioning that one thing that was really impressive that happened was when one of the presenters raised a map, and immediately the video guys zoomed in and show it in the screen. That was really impressive. That is what really shocked me. Like, wow.
Yeah, but and the joke is that I was the person behind the camera, and the reason that it happened is because the team is so professional that indeed I was on the headset, and I don't know his name, but
yeah,
now, you were the one speaking, who indeed tipped me off that. Be prepared to zoom. She's going to hold something up.
Say your name. Say your name.
Jan. And yeah.
So.
Cool.
Highlights? Anyone?
Yeah. So over here we talked about talks that we loved. I mean, waterfalls, circuit boards, maps, permacomputing. But also, you know, my highlight was getting to find nice things for lunch every day with friends.
That's great.
I promise next time I'll do a small soldering workshop.
Oh, very cool.
That's cool.
Liam.
Soldering.
I know, I speak too much.
No. Look at Simon.
But for me, the great thing about this conference was this year and has always been meeting with people from other related projects, agreeing to share work, talking about shared problems that we both have. The sessions are all great, but the technical and without the sessions we probably wouldn't come together. But the coming together is an exchange of ideas. That's why we have LibreGraphics meetings, as far as I'm concerned.
Great, okay. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, I can.
And Jan again?
Do on that.
Sometimes it seems you guys are better connected than individual Adobe products are connected between each other.
Well, in one session, today in the usability test session, that was one of my highlights hearing that they found an issue in one product and one software and said, in another software, oh yeah, we have the same topic. So they're exchanging ideas, exchanging knowledge. That I think is one of the highlights for me.
Another highlight.
My highlight was the printed out program
inside the name tag. I love it. You could make notes. You can could have a look. I just love it.
Thank you very much.
Professional typeset by Lasse, I believe.
A professional? It's a web-to-print workflow, so professionals would argue about the professionality of it. But it's actually really robust. And I
another session for next year, how to run professionally web-to-print.
Yeah.
Cool. Any else highlight, any other highlight we want to hear? There are two more over there, and then we move on.
Which was the next one?
I want to commend the UX sessions, the two UX workshops, because I was having a course in university, like for this semester, that is also about UX, and your two sessions pretty much summed it up better than the semester. Yeah, so that's my highlight.
Very nice. And another Simon again. We have too many Simons.
It's a great name.
I liked a lot that there was an underlying theme of persisting to many of the discussions and talks I had with people. So that often it's really just very few people, and they all have the same problems. And the important thing is just to persist and keep going, and sort of to not expect miracles from technology, but just it's just the hard work and the human work of staying at it, and eventually things work out.
Thanks.
Great. Thanks. So, some of you might have looked below the seat. Some of you are doing it right now. And either below your seat or the seat next to you, there should be a paper. Everybody, please get the paper. If there's no paper, if there's not enough paper, there's more paper in the front, so you can pass it on. And also, please get a pen.
And maybe you have to share. Maybe you have to share your pens, because we bought some, but not.
There is no pen below the seat, but there are pens standing around in the first rows. If you need a pen behind, there's a felt pen. Christian, please turn around. Niels, 21, great. Everybody has a piece of paper. Lasse, where's your paper? You can come over here.
That's well prepared.
Something for you as well.
That's well prepared.
What's in here? Okay, everybody has a paper. Everybody has something to write. Then I'd like to ask you, think about the biggest learning you had. What did you learn in LGM 25? And write it on the piece of paper you are learning.
Is it just one biggest learning or many?
Your biggest learning, one learning. Okay, and if you have written down your learning, please take the piece of paper and form a ball out of it. A paper ball.
And then you eat it.
So somebody already understood what we're going to do? Unless I'm still thinking about it. It's good if it's a ball, not like don't fold it, but really form ball out of it. I see people still writing. Please hurry up. Okay, if you have formed a ball out of your paper, I will count. Which way will I count? Two, three, up to three. I will count one, two, three. I will count up to three. And if I reach three, throw it somewhere to another person. One, two, three. That worked well. Great. Everybody, catch one. If you see some lying around somewhere, pick it up, hand it over to someone who has none yet. There's one below the front row there. Who is in need of one learning?
You got one. I got one over, one left over.
There's another one over there. Great.
Well, yes, I have definitely.
Anyone?
Over there on the right hand side, Lasse.
Oh, sorry, that was really bad. I have another one.
Who needs another learning? Over there.
That was a good one.
Over there, another one. Okay, hopefully everybody got one learning. Now please unfold it and see what somebody else learned. Lasse, what?
What
do you have in your hands? What did somebody learn, somebody else on the conference?
That I actually like nerds.
That you actually like nerds. That's a cool learning.
That's a nice one.
That's a nice one. You have a nice one as well.
Please. That's this one.
The microphone will come to you.
It takes sometimes only one person to do it to keep together a community like Lasse did it.
That's a nice one. Third row,
yep.
Second row, some more. I'm curious about all the learnings.
Yeah. Direct discussion and talks are more valuable than huge chat or mail conversation.
Yes.
Yep. It's not as maybe useful, but first, maintainers, developers are great people.
That is very useful.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, Arjinkia.
Force design is alive and kicking.
Cool. Yay.
Anyone else who wants to read?
There's. Oh, yeah,
there wants nice. To read out there.
Max distance again.
German words.
Baubeschlag. We learned the other morning. We learned Baubeschlag.
Südstadtforum. That's one of the easier ones. Yeah.
I learned that LGM exists and hope to be able to dive deeper into the community.
Great.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Pippin.
One, two, three, hurrah!
Cool.
Yeah, and once so share a learning.
One last
well.
One.
It's always max distance.
So someone said, what GIMP has been up to while I was sleeping. So
and you got it, that's cool.
Yeah, and a GIMP man does get this one, so.
Yeah. Cool. So you have your own learning you can take home. You can take home and learning from another person and probably lots of other learnings if you talk about these. Great. So we are getting closer to an end, which means some fancy stuff like housekeeping. Lasse.
That's up to me, right?
Well, at least one is up to you. because I understood there's some information for people who want to stay for tomorrow. There's a concert.
Oh yeah, if you're still around tomorrow, I recently gave an advice to go to a folk punk show in Aschenfriedlich, and someone went, and it was great. So tomorrow, friends of us have a folk punk, a bigger one, show at Zettbau Beer Garden. It's called String Break. It's in the evening in Zettbau. So if you're still around, I might show up and enjoy the music and some beers.
So might
you could join me.
Get together, great. Reimbursement. If you, as a speaker, want some reimbursement of the travel cost, first of all, we would need the money to do so, so donations. shout out to everybody outside and here as well. But then there, please just write Lasse an email.
So there's, I think we can't, like, we don't know how much funds are available for reimbursements, but I think it's still important for us to know how much potentially would be required. That would be very valuable information for the future, because I didn't have such records, and for me this was always like the biggest obstacle to think about how this is going to turn out. This would be helping for, you know, for the future. And if we have some funds to do this, then it's definitely good to have sent the mail, but can't promise anything though.
Cool. So send an email to Lasse. You find this email address on the contact page of the LGM website, and let him know, and we'll see, or he will see, yeah, how much money is left over.
Either you send, you know, the record of your, like, scans of your travel documents and the cost involved in that. We don't put up a form, just send an email. It's a simple thing to do.
Okay. Another thing, it's a little bit forth and back what I'm doing here, because the preparation looks like this. Cleaning up the venue would be very great. Before we leave, I mean, somebody apparently had the good idea to throw away a lot of paper balls. Not sure what was that.
Punk.
So, yeah, please just clean after yourself. It's a community event. Try to give a helping hand in removing the empty cups, stuff like that. That's nice and shiny again.
Where do we find the brew?
We'll let you know. No, no stairs checking. Yeah, leave the stairs as they are, just like moving empty cups, stuff like that, big paper stuff, things like that. Yeah, if you have more luggage than you can carry home, last chance now, really, to get such a wonderful bag.
If you are remote and think, dude, I was watching this bag since hours and hours, now I want to have one, just drop me an email and we'll see how I can arrange to get these to you. Also the shirts, because we have some left, so it would be a shame to, I would not be shame if I wear them for the rest of my life, but.
Would be suitable. Still.
I would be that guy.
Still, happy to give them away. Very thankful for donation. And yeah, reach out to Lasse via email as well, if somebody remote wants one. I mean, Christmas is coming sooner or later, why not? So, donations are already set. Did it say donations? They're donations. There's a button.
There's a donation button.
There's a donation button. Use it. Click on it. Okay. Then, some numbers. More than 30. More than 30 speakers were involved during the last days.
And workshop hosts.
And workshop hosts.
And hosts of BOF sessions.
Being on stage here or the other venue. Thank to you. Thanks to all of you. Without
Thanks
that,
so
it wouldn't, yeah, be possible. Then, we have some people sitting around here. Andy, can you come to the front, please? And also, I don't know, you guys from the video team. Can I get some of you up front here? It's a very critical part of the conference because now the people are leaving who are doing everything, and I hope that nothing will break. I think you're from Chaos West TV.
Yes.
And if somebody else is running
in. Andy has to go to the microphone.
This is what happens.
Thank you, Andy.
This is what happens if you take away the important people.
If you take away the sound guy.
Single point of failure.
Yeah.
Learning for next year.
Chaos West TV and Andy, this has been amazing work together with you. So I'm really, really happy we did this with you. It was a good experience.
How can people reach out to you in case they're organizing an event on themselves, like Lasse did on its own, and needing some support?
So currently the easiest way to reach us is on the Fediverse. We are on chaos.social. Just search for chaoswest.tv. Also, that's the website name. We're a community group in the Chaos community, whatever. There's also the C3 VOG, which is where all of the recordings are released, who are usually doing the bigger events and just lots more. We're just a smaller group. So those are also pretty good people to reach out to. And you can find them at c3voc.de.
Great, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Great, thanks. Then, Srikanda, please come to me. Because we had in the beginning three volunteers, one stayed with us the whole time. Please thank him.
Thank you, Srikanda.
Also, if you want to learn some more German words, Eva, Marie-Louise, and Isolde, can you please come to us?
Eva's not coming. Eva's not coming. So the coffee team doesn't.
They're coming.
Us.
They're coming. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Clap them in.
Clap them in. Clap them
here
in.
We go. Here we go.
They don't want to come. They don't want to come. You can see them in the backside, but they don't want to come to the stage. Yeah.
So this applause, these are applauses for you. This applause is for you. Thank you for your support. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's not only a community event, it's a true family event.
It is.
Cool. Thank you.
That's why it feels so nice to be here.
Then let's quickly wait for this loading animation here to see when we reach the sponsor slide, to stop it there for a moment, if that is possible.
I can do it.
Yeah, I think you somehow lost your video signal. Yeah, because we have a lot of sponsors there, which we are really grateful for. And I want to highlight one sponsor, which is the GIMP Foundation. GIMP sponsored this event, and maybe if you are related to some other organization in this Libre Graphics meeting, maybe this is something you would like to do as well for next year. So thanks again to all the sponsors. Fontero, Kim, B1 Systems, and who else?
To us? No, Simon? Sponsors. Huh?
The other sponsors?
Other sponsors, yeah. Fontbüro is a great support. For me and therefore also for the event. So thank you, Fontbüro, so much. Thank you, B1 Systems. Thank you. They are below the level of being mentioned on the slide, but OpenSUSE. And thank you, Google, who didn't want to be on the slide, but they still sponsored a nice amount. So thank you to all of our sponsors, of course. Without these sponsors, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah,
it's
thanks
a fact.
Again. And then I've got another name on the list you already probably know already. It's Lasse. Das aushalten. Hm? Du musst das aushalten.
Thank you. Well, thanks so much. It's a bit emotional.
Yeah. Thank you for preparing everything, for running everything, for all the work in the background that not many people see, but you decide to do it and keep going it. Thank you.
Yeah, I got to thank you, Simon. You jumped in, helped me to run the moderation, the reimagination sessions. That's so much help. I never, ever could have done it the way you did it. You are a true conference maniac. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, my pleasure to be here. I mean, it was really an amazing event for me. And so I want to give back this thanks to all of you, to everybody who has been here participating in discussions and talks, and also everybody who is participating to our software we're using, to all the Libre and free open source graphics software, design software, whatever software we have talked about. Thank you. Thanks to you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. I got to say, can I say thank you?
Yes.
I got to say, everybody plays a role in this, and attending is really the important role. Otherwise, we would just talk to, you know, the walls. And being there and being social with each other, that's the important thing. That's why we do this. So I got to thank the attendees 1,000 times.
Yeah, that was one of the learning, yeah, that in-person meetings
yes.
are great fun. And better than maybe some lonely mailing list discussion. Thanks. Thanks for showing up. Yeah. And to keep the in-person discussion going, there is, after we have cleaned up this venue, one last point in our agenda for today, which is?
The gathering at Bruderherz, which I'm sure most of you made a tick on the list. Simon and Eva will bring you to the venue. We have to do some more detailed packing up where you can't help us also. So it would be better if at some point we gather, I think, at the front and as a group move there. I think we can there be before 7. There will be a small welcoming buffet, which is sponsored by my company, StrongTap Systems. It's basically Franconian specialties like Würstchen and stuff like that. They have some bread and potato cucumber salad, which is vegan, but it's a rather traditional kitchen there, so that's the vegan choices, and then there's a lot of Franconian meat choices. It's just a starter. So and maybe wait for latecomers to give them the chance to get a bit, and then we can order and have drinks and have a nice social evening, I guess, to end this.
Sharing is caring. Great. Then I'd say we roughly meet at 5:30 to walk over there. Then we have plenty of time. And this is roughly another 30 minutes here to clean up everything a little bit, have another coffee, another drink before we leave, chat a little bit, see if there are t-shirts or bags left in the front desk you want to take with you, and then see you at 5:30 in the front door, and we'll bring you there. That was LGM 25. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.